they want to come. The Lord leads them here, that's fine. But we don't want no problem with no other churches. Amen? If somebody's in a good Bible-believing church, leave them alone. But, you know, like I said, if they want to come, great. Anybody walks in here, welcome. As long as they come peaceably. And if not, see them mean men back there, they'll throw them out.
Yeah.
All right? So don't forget that. Invite, bring your family, friends, everybody you can. Next Sunday morning for Sunday school, we will be having Wednesday night service. Now I know that this is the sorriest Sunday of the year for church. This and Christmas do sorry Sunday they are for church attendance. 4th of July Sunday and Christmas. So Wednesday will be July the 5th. So we'll find out, you know, if we really got our heart in this thing. Be here Wednesday night. I'm going to be teaching a lot on Wednesday night. I'm going to be dealing with some issues that are hard to face, tough decisions you got to make in life, all kind of things on Wednesday night. I may not this Wednesday, but we're just getting off the ground. But real soon, I will be. Now, one more thing. Different people are doing different things to show us that they're with us. And, you know, they'll say, put your money where your mouth is. We start out with absolutely nothing here, and all, most of this stuff's been given to us. And somebody sitting here tonight, off that electric piano, yesterday brought it up here. Somebody has already told me they're going to make this microphone system. This one, another handheld wireless, about $700. Somebody came this morning and said, I'll pay for that. Somebody who's sitting here tonight said they're going to pay for the carpet. To do this, and just redo the whole thing. And so that's a real blessing. Now, if there's somebody else that wants to do something, there's plenty you can do. We'll need more building material. You know, the sign, the name of this church is not facing square. It's Fruit Loop Baptist is what it is. I see these chairs in here, that looks like Fruit Loops to me. Fruit Loop Baptist, that'd be all right, wouldn't it? Fit that bill. With Reject Baptist was considered. A bunch of rejects, throwaways, Life Change Baptist. We thought of all these names. But it's Westside Baptist Church. That Southern community will think we've got some sense. And, you know, at least you sound like you know what you're doing. So if we need a sign like that, $500. I've already called the man, talked with him. He said $500. We'll get it up here. It comes from Gastonia. And, some many folks have made this one. And so if somebody would like to do that, let me know tonight. I have to the service, and I'll get it ordered tomorrow. And that will be it. Because we're going to be here for a while anyway. I don't know if the Lord will lead us here to buy land, build a church. I don't know. Whatever. I don't know. God holds the future. The Lord might come, but we have to do that. That would be a blessing. That would be great. But anyway, if he leads us here, we're going to have sign. We're going to have to get rid of these splinters and 54 people can kneel in here, make it clean and comfortable. And we got chairs coming, Lord willing. Two preachers have promised me chairs. We got 100 that are coming pretty soon. And then another 75 after that. They're waiting on the new ones to get in. So if somebody wants to do something special, and you just want to just give $500 or whatever, if we need $500 worth of the, you know, other thing. But if you say, I want to buy something special, we'll buy exactly what you tell us to do with it. Okay? All right. It's good to have Brother Kay, some of his folks down at Rock Hill. And my heart was thrilled when they kept walking in here. But Michael, Brother Proctor, y'all get us a count here. We'll find out how many we got. Can you hear?
86.
86,
brother.
86,
amen.
All right. That's good. 96. 86. 86. 86.
We're putting a sword
300. Yeah. We estimate 300. That's what they did that million man bar. An estimated 1 million. Yeah. It's 4 or 5. But anyway, Brother Kay's going to come and sing for us. Come on, Brother Kay. We appreciate him and his family. He called me this evening and said, he's going to come up and show us the behind us. And he pastors Riverside Baptist Church in Rock Hill. And all you folks in Rock Hill, stand up right quick. All of you stand up right quick. Amen. Got enough for the youth group to sing, ain't you? Yeah. We might do that here a little bit. Give me a chance to thank this over for a minute. Can we give us more water? That's okay. All right. They're going to sing for us this evening, and I know it'll be a blessing. I appreciate it, okay? He also is going through a real, real rough time in their life and their church. They need our prayers. So we're going to pray for them tonight. Really. They need a prayer answered big time real soon. So don't forget to pray. All right.
Well, it's good to be here. Amen.
Amen.
We're watching Oregon.
Amen.
And if I'd known we didn't bring our chair, we'd bought some chairs. I said, Brother Danny, we started in a house with six people and living. When I walked in here, I thought, this ain't no new church. I've been here a long time. And then I found out this today. Praise the Lord. Amen. You're a long ways ahead. But we've been where you are. We thought we'd name our church at one time. Here we go again, Baptist, you know. When you go down the road, you see Unity Baptist again. I know I'm there. Amen. New Beginning Baptist. I know why I'm there, right? But you know what? God is good. And He is faithful. And we've learned through the years that there's one thing that will keep you going, and that's to know that He's a prayer answering God.
Amen.
And this song, we're not singers. We just try to glorify the Lord a little bit. This is my precious wife, been with me 22 years, love her to death, and she, I got her up here singing a few years ago, and she's doing her best for the Lord, and we're going to just try to bless Him, bless you and exalt Him. Amen. This song says prayer changes. And it really does. Storm. You saw that advertisement for that movie, The Perfect Storm. I don't know of one. know it's a big storm we're going through, amen. But you know what? No matter what happens in your life, in my life, in this church's life, the anchor still holds.
Amen.
If we put our faith and trust and total dependence in Jesus Christ, the anchor holds. Even when the music is, the anchor holds. Amen.
Amen.
So I say amen.
Amen.
6 months, maybe longer than that. I knew the family, but I didn't know where they lived or nothing. They lived way on the other side of nowhere. And he just had me on his heart and sent me some videos on evolution. And put his phone number. I called him to thank him for the tapes. And he asked me what I was doing now. I said, preaching all over the place. Told him we think about starting church here. And it just took him to death. The Lord worked it out. And the family's here this morning, back tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was just, you see the Lord just working here and now. Brother, you want to say something?
Go ahead, brother.
I didn't ask him about this. This brother Tim Cozart, he came up here and painted all day yesterday.
Amen.
I didn't tell him I was going to do this. So just say.
First of all, I thank the Lord. I'm saved.
Amen.
Real blessing in my family for many years. Been going apart for about 10 years now. Wife, daughter, and son, all of them saved. Well, we're going to be married.
Bless you.
And when Brother Danny left, it was a big hole in our heart. We loved him so much.
Bless you. Bless
you. He helped us so much.
Yeah.
Yep.
And brother would come up out of high school, he was a fine man. But he wasn't the one that had helped us along the way for 10 years. And my wife, she kept praying. She said, well, let's just keep praying. She said, maybe Brother Daniel start a church somewhere close. I said, well, we'll pray. You know? And I believe she was really praying. And I prayed too, but I'll be honest with you, she had more faith than I did. Because I know Brother Daniel was in evangelism. You know, I don't have much success he had. Out on the road, many people got saved on there, especially like Doug Valley last year. And I thought the Lord would lead them off in that direction. And then I had those tapes, Brother Kent Hogan. I'd sat on them for about 3 or 4 months. I was going to give them to Brother Kent, but didn't see them. But they sat on the tapes. And just all of a sudden, one night, I felt like, well, I need to send them. quit leavening and melted. Within just a few hours, the next day, was sent home. I said, brother, we're starting a church up there. I said, Lord, I feel like the Lord wants you to. I said, I'd like you to come up there and be a part of it. And then my wife, well, she about came in the blue. Such a blessing. I mean, and it's the Lord. I mean,
that's right.
The Lord, Danny had been fasting and praying, I think, when he got the money. And it's just Lord. And he said, there's many more stories just like this. I really thank the Lord's in this church. I thank he's in it no matter what anybody else says.
That's right. Yeah.
And I thank with all my soul for getting behind it.
Yeah.
And back it up. I think the Lord will use it in a great, great way.
Amen.
Maybe great with any church around. Just pray and get behind it. Let us thank the Lord I'm saved. That's the main thing.
Amen.
Amen. That's the main thing. That's right. That's true. I had no idea. I didn't even know his name. I hadn't seen him in months and months and months. I remember seeing him, but I didn't even know who they was, where they lived. I just remember he had the meanest kid at camp, right there. But anyway, that was the Lord, people. That was the Lord. And I pray that God give me a sign. God showed me. And things started happening like that over and over and over. I prayed somebody else would rent this building. We put it off for a long time. I said, Lord, let somebody else go in there and get it. I don't want the headache. I don't want to get shot. I don't want to get run over in the highway. But I tell you, the Lord just kept opening the doors and opening the doors. And I said, yes. It felt like the peace of God flooded my heart.
Amen.
So thank the Lord for it. All right. Appreciate that. But somebody else just want to say something right quick. If you want to, you're free to right now. Just say something right quick, and then we're going to receive our offer. Come on down there. When I look at you, it means get up here. Chip never done this before. All right. We're ready here. We need some ushers. You two guys want to be our ushers? Can we trust him? Jason? Amen. All right. We got these baskets here. Wait just a second. We got to talk to them a little bit first. Prepping like they do at the hospital. Before they cut you and take something out. We don't even have offering plates. Thank the Lord for the privilege of being able to give tonight. And if you want to give something special tonight, we'll start our mission offerings tonight. If you need tithing envelopes, we got some of these. So if you'll just ask these fellows, take some of these with you. If you want to keep them as tithing records, we got some this morning. And Carrie, Linda, go in here and get it ready for you. We'll keep those tithing envelopes and give. So let's all give tonight if you want to give. If we could give, let's see, we need probably, oh my goodness. Yeah. How about it?
For today, 2,000.
Yeah, that sounds fine. What are you saying, brother?
I said 2,000 for the day.
What
do
you need?
You need $2,000 for the day.
Sure. Yeah. You're just asking me that? Okay. Everybody give something special. We'll take on this radio ministry as a little mission offering tonight. Okay? All right, let's all stand. And we'll ask the Lord to bless the offering. And he can do it. He can do it. He's got plenty of money.
Yeah.
We just need him to send it in. Okay? Father, we thank you for all you've done for us. And thank you for this privilege of giving. We pray now that you bless this offering. Let it be just what you want it to be. And Lord, meet the needs you have here. Give us wisdom. Know how to use it, where to put it. And don't let a penny be wasted. But let it ever be used for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's give. Thank you. Same song, come on, boys. There we go. Here comes another. Come on, let's go. Come on. 16 and under. Come on, that boy coming here, he just got saved just many days ago.
Wednesday night.
Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. Just got saved Wednesday night.
Amen. Come on, preach the song. Tell me something this morning.
Name of the song is I Just Want to Be a Sheep. All right? Now, y'all got to sing and y'all got to clap your hands. You got to clap your hands like this. Okay? Just like that. And want y'all to clap your hands with them. All right? We're going to sing I Just Want to Be a Sheep. And want everybody to clap your hands. Ready? Here we go. Now, see my foot right here? That's where we just stand. See my foot? Come on. Let's go. Come on. Good. To the foot. To the foot. There you go. Now, don't I look better?
Yeah.
Hey, man. That's a fine looking group up here. All right, boy, you're going to hear some beautiful singing. Now, look, if you see a bunch of people up here moving around, you can't see them singing, you look stupider than they do if they can hear you. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes young people just stand up and they just do like this. You look much more stupid if you just stand in here and they can't hear nothing than you do to go ahead and sing. So just go ahead and sing out to the Lord. You feel stupid. You look stupid if you stand up here and don't sing. So let's sing out real big loud. And I want y'all to sing it with us. Clap in. Here we go. Ready? Go like this. I just want to be a sheep.
Bop, 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 bop. Y'all didn't clap.
Never heard this. Raise your hand. Never heard this. All right. Y'all help them out. I heard this one. Okay. Ready? Here we go. You're going to say, I just want to be a sheep.
Bop, 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 bop.
Help your hand. You know what I'm saying? All right. Here we go. Ready? Ready? I just want to be a sheep.
I just want to be a sheep.
I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
I just want to be a sheep.
God. Now, y'all gonna help me, man?
Yeah.
All right. Got that? Got that to be great? All right. Here we go. Here we go. Hey, same verse. Here we go. I just want to
be a sheep. I just want to be a sheep. I praise the Lord my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep.
All right. Now you got it. That's all. The whole song does. Every verse sounds just like that. But there are different words to it. All right? Okay. You boys want to get up here? Larry, you are the best singers. All right, ready? Here we go. I don't want to be a Canaanite.
I don't want to be a Canaanite. Cause they raised Canaanite. I don't want to be a Canaanite.
All right, you got that one? I don't have to teach you every single verse.
No.
You just got to catch on to it. Y'all ain't ready? I don't want to
be a Canaanite.
I don't want to be a Canaanite. I just want to be a sheep. I just want to be a sheep.
Come on, sing. I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
I just want to be a sheep. I don't want to
be a Pharisee.
Sheep.
I just want to be a sheep.
I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep. I don't want to be a Sadducee.
I don't want to be a Sadducee. Cause there's no Sadducee. I don't want to be a Sadducee.
Everybody.
I just want to be a sheep.
I don't want to be a hypocrite.
I don't want to be a hypocrite. Cause they're not here with me. I don't want to be a hypocrite.
Okay, you got that one? Do you want to be a hypocrite, Dan? I didn't know what that was. I'm not hip with it, okay? Here we go. You got that language there? Here we go. Let's do that again, man. Can y'all even tell they're singing?
No.
You look dumb if you just stand up here. Come on, girl. I know y'all can sing, okay? Here we go. Ready? Hypocrite verse. Ready?
I don't want to be a hypocrite. I don't want to be a
Britney Spears. Yeah, I don't want to be. Look out now. Cause she has been years. I don't want to be like Britney Spears. One more thing. I just want to be a sheep. I just want to be a sheep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep. Look out now. I don't want to be like NSYNC. I don't want to be. Come on! Cause their music stinks. Yeah, amen. I just want to be a sheep. I just want to be a sheep. Hey, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep. I don't want to get a tattoo. Yeah, I don't want to get a tattoo. Cause I'll be ugly like you. Let's see if we can get one for you folks. Let's see. Who do you like? Who do y'all like? Scared to tell me? Tell me somebody. Who? Marilyn Manson. Marilyn Manson, surely. Surely. Well, we don't want to be him there. We have Eminem?
Backstreet Boys.
We don't want to be the Backstreet Boys. Yeah, we don't want to be the Backstreet Boys. They're just making big noise. We don't want to be the Backstreet Boys. Yeah, I just want to be a sheep. Come on. I just want to be a sheep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep. We don't want to be like Tim McGraw. There we go. I got some of that good one. We don't want to be like Tim McGraw. Sounds like a horse being strong. We don't want to be like Tim McGraw. Say, I just want to be a sheep. All right, come down. That's nice. Hey, I'll just go on. We'll have to work on that. All right, we're going to just take the Bibles now and turn to, First Chronicles. Our offering was $948.25 tonight. Well, thank the Lord for that. What a blessing. I appreciate you giving. I said a long time to, I think it's somewhere in First Chronicles, chapter 18, I believe, somewhere along in there. There's a bunch of scripture that I want to show you that have been on my heart for starting this church. I believe that when the Lord wants you to do something, that you should search the scriptures to make sure He's in it. And during the time that I was really wrestling with this, I was reading the First Chronicles and Second Chronicles and along in there, and you would be amazed at the stuff you'd find in First Chronicles and Second Chronicles. You'd be amazed. Most time you think, them old books back there ain't got nothing in them but names. But that's not true. Some of the greatest verses in the Bible are hid back there in First and Second Chronicles. I can show you one. If somebody said, why did Danny Castle want to do that? Turn to, hold your place here and turn to 2 Chronicles 33, and I'll show you one the Lord gave me. Well, that water, we need a water fountain bad. That's a good project for somebody. You want them big old bottles or something. 2 Chronicles 33, and I want you to look at this scripture the Lord showed me. Somebody said, well, but then he's had a rough time and hard times, and the devil's been, you know, causing us trouble and everything. Why would he even think about it? Okay, let me show you why. Look at chapter 33 and verse 12. Chapter 33 and verse 12. And when he was in wonderful time, right? Is that what he said?
No.
And when everything was going good, right? Wrong. And when he was prospering and everything was okay, inside and outside, wrong. When he was in affliction, he besought the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly. That's what I did. And before the God of his fathers, and prayed unto him. And he was entreated of him and heard his supplication and brought him again to Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord, he was God. Verse 14, what did he do? Now after this, he built a wall without the city of David on the west side. That's where we come from. Carrie came up with it first, and then God gave me this scripture. There it is. Of Gihon in the valley, even to the entrance of the fish gate, and compassed by Ophel, and raised it up a very great height, and put captains of war in all the fenced cities of Judah. And he goes on to say he took away the false God. The Lord gave me scripture after scripture after scripture, like that right there. Down to the name. And I asked him, I made it hard. I said, God, I want to do the very best I can. Now, here in 1 Chronicles, I'm going to show you some scripture if I find it. I'll just read it this evening. And in 1 Chronicles, the Bible talks about this over and over and over, where these people were against tremendous odds. Thank you, brother. And what is that? That tastes like it's got lemon in it or something.
Lemon water.
Lemon water.
Good for your voice.
Why couldn't you just got the Mountain Dew while you're out? Is that right? Well, anyway, they went against odds, tremendous odds. And this scripture here, if I don't know where it's at. It's in here somewhere. That God gave me this message tonight was about Manasseh, king of Judah. And as you know, the kingdom of Israel had split. And there were 10 tribes and 2 tribes. And Manasseh was king over Judah. And Israel was king, Jehoshaphat was king over Israel. And it's somewhere, I read it all evening and studied it all evening, and I've got it here somewhere. But anyway, these guys, they split up. They split the kingdom, and they begin to pray unto the Lord against their enemy. And the Bible said that God heard this king, and he helped him. Here it is, 18, 2 Chronicles 18. And in this, look at verse number 28, 2 Chronicles chapter 18 and verse 28. And I'm just going to bring you a little message the Lord laid on my heart. And it will not be long. We're going to do something else as we leave tonight. 2 Chronicles chapter 18 and verse number 28. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, went up to Ramoth Gilead. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and will go to the battle. But put thou on thy robe. So the king of Israel disguised himself, and they went to the battle. Now the king of Syria, that's the bad guys in this story, had commanded the captains of the chariots that were with him, saying, fight ye not with small or great, save only with the king of Israel. And it came to pass, when the captains of the chariot saw Jehoshaphat, that they said, it is the king of Israel. Now really it wasn't. It was the other fellow, the king of Judah. But they thought it was the king of Israel and wanted to kill him. They said, it is the king of Israel. Therefore they compassed about him to fight. But Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him. And God moved them to depart from him. For it came to pass that when the captains of the chariot perceived that it was not the king of Israel, they turned back again from pursuing him. Now the verse that got a hold of me was verse 31. Here's this king, and this king is compassed about, King Jehoshaphat, with a bunch of people trying to kill him. They thought he was king of Israel. He was King Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. And this whole crowd of people gathered around him saying, kill the king of Israel. It wasn't the king of Israel, it was Jehoshaphat.
Right.
And they all ganged up on him.
Right.
Now, if you were standing in the middle of this room tonight, and everybody in here was circling around you with a sword, I'd say you didn't have much of a chance.
Right.
I don't care how tough you are, if everybody, if there's 86 people in here with a sword and a knife, and you were standing right in the middle, if I had to bet, I'd put my money on the crowd.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk about betting. It's not right. I'm just going to talk about it. Use for illustration. I'm going to talk about gambling. And I'm preaching on the subject, beating the odds.
Yeah.
Beating the odds. History is shaped by people who went against tremendous odds and stuck their neck out and took risks and somehow or another were able to beat the odds. The man I preached about this morning, Noah, he beat the odds. He was the only man that believed like he believed.
Right.
He was the only man, him and his family, was the only people that believed like he believed. Can you imagine Noah's wife going to the grocery store? All the other ones said, her husband's crazy. I'd leave him if that was my husband. I'd say, stand away with that lunatic. He believed water's going to fall out of the sky and rain on all of us fine people. And him and his family built that big old boat out there in the middle of nowhere. He's crazy. He's lost his mind. But he was right, people. He was right. And he beat the odds. Can you imagine Noah being on Oprah or Sally Jesse Raphael or Jerry Springer? And here's Noah sitting there. They laughed at him. They made fun of him.
Yep.
I mean, his name was in the paper. This crazy fanatic. But his water's going. I mean, religious leaders said he was crazy.
Right.
They said he was off. But Noah had a word from God, people.
Right.
And brother, if God says something and the whole world says something else, then God is right and the whole world wrong.
Right.
I don't care if everybody says something different. Whatever God says is right, is right. Let me put it to you like this. The book says, let God be true and every man a liar.
Right.
I'm going to tell you something. He beat the odds. Now, gambling has been a part of culture, I guess, forever. And I don't talk about to illustrate this about beating the odds tonight. Gambling is basically, a lot of people wonder why preachers preach against it. And the reason it is because gambling is basically trying to get something for nothing.
Right.
Or something you didn't earn or something you didn't deserve, trying to get something for nothing. And the reason preachers, I've had people ask me all the time, what's wrong with gambling, Brother Danny? What does the Bible say of gambling? I've had a bunch of people ask me that. And the answer is, when you're gambling, normally people in Las Vegas tonight or whatever, they're dependent on one thing to make them win that money. You tell me what that one word is. Luck. Now, you look at how that word spelled, luck, L-U-C. That is a direct cousin to the word L-U-C-I-F-E-R, Lucifer. And there's been what it means, lux, like that, Lucifer. And that's where people, you know, when I get them down, I say, come on, baby. What are they blowing them things for? Is that going to make it land on the right number that you want to land on? No. If you say, come on, come on, you know, do like that, and you hope, yeah, come on, I got this. And you say, come on, help me. Who are they talking to? Come on, help me.
Go ahead.
The devil. Right. You say, not me, I talk to the Lord. The Lord ain't going to help you. Now listen, the old pastor preachers have some
strong conviction against Gary.
Amen.
We don't know. I mean, I felt him. Old Jack Wood, he's an old preacher up there in Texas. He's rough as a cob, son. And somebody came up to him and counted me and said, "Preacher, if I win the lottery, I'll give you $1 million. He said, "If you win the lottery, you can stay here." That's what the old thing preachers believed. We, I don't even believe that. I'm not wanting it, amen. Take it from the Las Vegas and give it to the Lord. But there are some convictions against gambling. I tell you what, if you win it, give it to me and don't tell me where it comes from. If you can sleep, I can sleep. But technically, we preach against gambling. We don't believe you're supposed to gamble.
Right.
Because you're dependent on what to do it. You're also getting something for nothing. As a matter of fact, back in the old days in Saudi Arabia, several years ago, man lost $1 million in Las Vegas. Just like that. I heard another fella out in Chicago at the stand up at LaSalle Hotel in Chicago. They had that big fire. And they were all gambling in there. That's what they did at the LaSalle Hotel in Chicago. And he called his wife. She said, "Honey, you better get on home. It's getting late." He said, "I'm going to play one more round of cards." And he played that one more round of cards. And the building caught on fire and burned him to death. They carried him out just of ashes and body the next day. You know what? One round of cards was all that stood between him and dying and eternity. And it stood between him and death. So we don't like that or go along with that. The most popular hymns or numbers in Monte Carlo when people gamble are 17 and 29. You know why? When somebody gambles, they want that number 17 or that number 29. And you know why? Because that is the most popular hymns in the church hymnal. And they believe if they pick up them hymns that are in the church life, that God will let them win all that money. Now, what do you think God thinks about that? Sitting in heaven, that God sitting in heaven saying, "Here's somebody in there using my hymn number, and they're shooting dice, and they're taking time trying to win money. I don't want it. I'm not going to do it." He probably won't do it. And if they did, it would just be, you know, just him allowing the devil to get anything. It's gambling. That's what that is. They said that this was a bad gamble. They said that in some countries, that the next Sunday's hymn, whatever we're going to sing in church the next Sunday, that's what they put their money on. Isn't that something? Because they thought maybe God will help me. Others just said, "Come on, baby, come on, baby, come on, baby." And they're talking to something or somebody. I don't know who they're talking to. Ask him for help. But the truth is, they're going against the odds. When I say odds are, if you have to bet, and you don't have to, but if you have to bet, and we have a basketball goal in here, and we have Michael Jordan right here, and then he was playing, I don't know, soon as somebody in the second grade. And they say, "Who are you going to bet your money on?" Well, the odds are that Michael Jordan's going to win. I mean, there's a slight chance that little fella might throw it in, and you're just going to win. He'd win one nothing. But I'd put my money on Jordan, wouldn't you? I mean, if you had the entire team of the Pittsburgh Steelers in here tonight, and then you had a little Pee-wee team from over here in Burke County, we all know, put your money on the Pee-wee team. No, I'm just kidding. You know where you put your money? You put your money on the professional team. The odds are that they're going to win. Now, in this story tonight, Jehoshaphat was going against the odds. I mean, there's no doubt about it. One man against the whole army. I'm not going to preach long so you get this point. One man against the whole army. He's standing in here, whole army gathered around him like this. They're all coming towards him with sword. There's no way he can win. There's no human possible way that he can win. Do you realize tonight, ladies and gentlemen, that that's the shape I find myself in? How can we find ourselves in? You know, we are a little good crowd here tonight, but we ain't nothing. There's 80,000 people in this county. And if you put all those 80,000 people like dots on this wall, we would be one little dot of 85 people. The odds are against us. The world is against us. The devil is against us. Now look at all the odds there is against me. The chance of me getting any kind of success or doing anything is greatly against me. You know that. You know the odds is against me. The odds always have been. The odds is against this church. Here we are, a brand new little church, just started here, struggling. I mean, God's blessed us, but we're just a little bitty speck on Burke County map. The odds are against us. But somehow or another, Jehoshaphat won. Yeah. Somehow or another, he come out victorious. Yeah. Somehow or another,
and say, all right, I'll do this. I'll shoot this one and shoot that one and run and shoot three or four more back here. Then I'll run this way. He didn't even do it. That old boy knew the odds was too great. He knew he couldn't do it by himself. He knew he did not have the power or the strength to stand against that whole crowd. And Jehoshaphat didn't look this way or that way. He looked up like this and started saying, oh, God, would you help us? Oh, God, would you help me? And the Bible said in the middle of verse 31, Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him. Amen. And the Lord helped him. And God moved them to depart from him. Listen, people, when the odds is against you and when you can't do it humanly and you don't have the money or you don't have the physical strength, our position should be to cry out, oh, Lord, help us, oh, Lord. And God will help us be God. Somebody said, oh, Danny always beats odds. Oh, Danny don't do nothing, brother. Oh, Danny ain't can't fight these odds without God helping him. Amen. The Lord's going to have to be there.
Hallelujah.
The Lord's going to have to do this.
Yeah.
If there's a church built here, the Lord will have to do it.
Yeah.
You realize that 99% of the world, 90% of the church is against us? Do you realize that I'm beat before I even start? Do you realize they checked me off a long time ago? Ain't but one way this thing can go good, brother. There's only one way. There's only one way. Man, be a fool to do what I'm doing. There's only one way, and I believe it with all my heart. I believe that God Almighty is greater than 99% of the world. I believe God's greater than 90% of the church people. I believe God's greater than me. He's greater than you. And if God wants something done right here in this place and a light turned on in this county, there's not enough devils in hell to stop it. If God be for us, who can be against us? Our heavenly, we're nothing, but He's everything.
That's right.
Lord,
yeah.
Just get that through our head, Lord, in mercy. I'm about to make a Methodist take a shout.
I'm telling you.
Thank God. Thank God. Years ago in this country. Now you relate, I'm relating this to you, me, so you relate it to you. You got family troubles?
Go ahead.